This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, the big question is, are you that exceptional American? That's naturally why you're listening to this radio show, because you are. You see yourself as an exceptional American. And welcome aboard. We want all Americans to view themselves as exceptional Americans. None of this stuff like, well, we're just not maybe as exceptional as we think we are. We are truly a blessed people who are exceptional in the world. And don't you forget it. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And yes, I'm telling you, every single, you know, you could do 8 or 9 days a week. I'm sorry, there's only 7. Well, let's make up a new week. A month now turns into a week. How's that? Put all those weeks together into one big, long 30-day week. It just seems like it, doesn't it? It's just nonstop. We have 365 days, sometimes, a year of news. I mean, it used to be, you know, gosh, I can remember growing up as a kid. You had Sundays off, or Saturdays even. It's all family time. None of this distraction. While we are such a distracted society, there's no question about it. But the news just keeps on coming, yeah. You know, because we're at war, ideologically speaking. And even, of course, realistically, yes, we still have men and women in harm's way in our armed services. And now it's here on our own turf. Brought to you by those friendly people at the totalitarian regime of President Barack Hussein Obama and others. Yeah, as we start to look back historically, we're starting to gain greater understanding of the post-Reagan era. And I say that because, you know, we have a pretty clear picture when George Bush, the senior, was elected following Ronald Reagan, and then up to President Barack Hussein Obama. facts, you know, are just these stubborn things that will not go away about each one of those presidents. Now, one of the ones that's the most endearing one to President Barack Hussein Obama is the one that we're finally going to be able to put the final numbers, we think, to rest on something that's a very grisly remembrance of, well, historical fact for President Barack Hussein Obama, and that is the number of mass murders under Barack Hussein Obama. Now, when we say mass murders, it's, you know, mass murders throughout the country. During his presidency, his 8 years, the last time we had a number on him, and we were calculating the numbers, I think I came out with 114 in 8 years. Now, that number is not the solid number. I can't go out and say that is actually, we documented those numbers right now, but it may change based upon some details finalized finally, because these reporting agencies sometimes at the very end of the reporting cycles just change things around a little bit. So the best we can give you right now is 114 mass murders under this president, three or more murders, per event is considered to be a mass murder. This is by Mother Jones. They're the standard bearer on this. And we get our facts from Mother Jones and other policing agencies. Sometimes there's just no central repository for these kind of grisly facts. But we've been trying to do that here on Agenda 21 Radio. So you get a perspective of the mass murdering effect of President Barack Hussein Obama. And I go back historically, post-Reagan, during Ronald Reagan's time. Well, let's go back to Bill Clinton. Well, let's go to George Bush the Younger. In 8 years, there were 15 mass murders with that Mother Jones definition under George Bush the Junior. Bill Clinton, 23. George Bush the Senior in 4 years, 15. And Ronald Reagan in 8 years, 7. Are we seeing a trend there, ladies and gentlemen? And President Barack Hussein Obama, no drum roll, please, 114 to date. Now, again, I'm not finalizing that until I think by the end of this month, by the end of March is when I gave everybody that, so we're going to cut it off. So we're getting pretty close there. That is going to stand as a testament to this president's reign of terror in the United States. Funny how a lot of that stuff has sort of dissipated with Trump, because law enforcement feels more confident than ever, right? I mean, if you're out there bludgeoning law enforcement and you're telling law enforcement what scumbags they truly are, and we don't hear an agenda, we support 110%. Back in my days as a school administrator doing discipline and issues with gangs and so on, I worked side by side with many varieties of law enforcement. I have a lot of respect for them. And I got to tell you, there are many times when they had my back, and I appreciate it. So there, you're not going to get any criticism coming from me, except where it's due. I mean, you know, you got to be realistic about this. But this wholesale kill a cop attitude, well, that's just asking for trouble. Now you have a president who supports law enforcement, and the complexion is changing. Law enforcement feels more emboldened than ever. We're safer now. Just on that notion. Now, we got a lot of problems, don't get me wrong. And there's going to be a lot of cleanup here in terms of criminal behavior, because remember, one of the real objectives of a totalitarian such as President Barack Hussein Obama was lawlessness. And all you need to do is check out the amount of cartel activity that's gone through the United States of America. That will give you an idea, hand in hand with the cartels. We know that. We know about the president being linked to terrorism, former President Obama. We know that. The evidence is absolutely stark and clear. And that lawlessness, naturally, is going to spill all around the world. All you need to do is look at the Philippines. Philippines aren't real happy about the cartel activity that they see over there. Duterte, their president, wow, stone cold killer. I have no support for him. But what he does do with the cartels, the Mexican cartels, by the way, that are in part, they're all around the world. You probably didn't know that these Mexican cartels and their affiliates are worldwide. Of course they are. Why not? Why not? Duterte doesn't take anything from them. What he does, though, is rather unbelievable and something I just can't get my arms around, actually. But he will round up the usual suspects. If you're suspected of being a drug dealer, they post your name in the paper, and the next day, the execution squad shows up. Where is your constitutional rights? And you know what? The people love him over there. I've had many conversations. It's the notion that he's bringing back lawful behavior because the cartels and, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces over there are stone-cold killers. They have no sense of lawful behavior. Of course not. That's why they like Duterte. Now, I can't... Who in their right mind as an American can even remotely support Duterte and what he's doing? You just can't do it. You just can't do it, but... You can understand what he's doing. And when he's meeting brute force with brute force, that's not our world. But that world is here in the United States now. That's what Donald Trump has to clean up. We all have to clean it up. There's a lot of things that lead to unlawful behavior. And a lot of it can start right in your own home with your own disciplining your own kids properly. Keeping tracks of your own kids, raising them properly. Those are big deals, ladies and gentlemen. They mean a lot to the lawful behavior of our culture and society and a free America. It leads to exceptional Americanism, and that's what we want. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, well, well. What is Nigel Farage up to? And what is CalExit up to? And what is the State of Jefferson movement up to? Big questions that you might want to ask right now. CalExit. A lot of confusion about CalExit. A lot of confusion about the State of Jefferson to some. I know in the State of Jefferson side, they're trying to explain it as much as possible. But, you know, it's difficult to decipher. It is difficult to decipher some of the miasma, if you will, about state split or secessionist movement. Now, it's kind of interesting because, you know, let me explain the two things. There is an initiative that's people are signing their names to, or they're trying to get signatures of 500,000 to break apart California as a new nation called CalExit. Now, this is interesting, and we've been following this intensely on Agenda 21 Radio because of the Jefferson movement that we're deeply involved with here on Agenda 21 Radio. Because we do support a state split from California, and what that means is California, well, gives up the northern tier, 21 counties at least, to become a 51st state. It's a legal, lawful process guaranteed by the Constitution and the Constitution of California. The other option, CalExit, which is designed to form a new country. Okay, so we're getting specific here. They want to secede from the nation and become its own nation unto itself, probably with, and you've probably heard me say this before, well, El Presidente, Hero Brown. Yeah, Jerry Boy. And I say that like disrespectful. Will be El Presidente. Yeah, sure. Well, the CalExit movement, what kind of a government are you going to get as a result of it? I mean, think about it. So now we've got another one. And this is from the Daily Mail today. So the Daily Mail in UK is a little bit confusing. It's very confusing, actually, about how things are done and how what they're saying here. So I'm a little bit, you know, confused myself. This is the headline on the Daily Mail. So those of you that are driving your car, you Jeffersonians out there, get your hands on the 10 and 2. This is the headline. Get ready for CalExit. Now Nigel Farage and the bad boys of Brexit set their sights on splitting California in two. See, this is one of the things that you have to be fearful of when you're running a state initiative. And you're trying to form a new state. How do you go about doing it? Number one. And what do you do if you want to form a new nation? That's another one. Well, if you form a state, that's a constitutional process. And I'm not going to explain the whole thing in detail right now, but it takes a while. And it takes quite an initiative. Now, if you want to form a country, well, you can do it constitutionally, but it requires at least 32 or 33 states, as I recall, to say goodbye to California. Yeah, we support you. You're gone. And a new nation would be formed. Or, if the states don't want to do that, and quite frankly, I don't think that's going to happen, what you're going to do is you're going to go to revolution. And that's very clearly pointed out in White versus Texas. It was a Civil War case, post-Civil War, 1867, that basically said that a state, if it wants to separate and secede from the Union, such as what happened when we started to break apart Virginia and so on to form the Confederacy, which led to the Civil War. Some estimates are 700 1,000 Americans died, mostly white men, I might add, trying to flee free the slaves and protect states' rights, of course, which was the mantra of the South. That's the other way to do it, revolution, which we're hearing a lot of from La Raza. And you've heard me talk about this on the show. La Raza would like nothing more than to join CalExit and, as they've said, quote, kill white people. It's not a racist statement. That's what they've told me. I can't tell you how many times I, as a school administrator, have heard that mantra from racist La Raza parents. And by the way, very grateful in my career as an educator that the vast majority of Hispanic and Mexican families don't support that notion. They're not racist like that. But there are just, like, you have white racists, black racists, everybody's a racist type thing. You know, you could, though, that group of people who, on any color skin, they're there. Now we have this one. Nigel Farage and leave backer Aaron Banks just returned from a trip to California. They helped to raise $1 million for a CalExit, which would split California in two. They appear to be pitting the eastern, more rural side of California against the western coastal elite liberals in Los Angeles and San Francisco. The eastern part of California would be likely vote Republican, giving the two parties more senators and electoral votes for a 2020 election. The eastern side of the state would likely continue to vote Democratic, and the goal is to hold a referendum during the U.S. midterm elections in 2018. Well. Isn't this an interesting little story that we have here, huh? Especially those people that are way into what's going on with the CalExit and also the whole notion supporting, well, Jefferson. So it's just amazing. So this is their notion, is that they're going to run a referendum in 2018. Are they really going to do that? I guess that's the big question. Are they really going to do that? I think to a lot of people, that's just absolutely craziness. But could it happen? And the answer is, sure it could. There are a lot of ways you can do that. Hello? A lot of people, no, you're crazy, Paul. You can't do that. You can. Absolutely. Well, but, you know, you have to still go through the process if they want to do it. This is the thing. Are they misled? In other words, do they not know what the process is? They think it's going to be done through a referendum? That won't happen. Or are they going to go through the process? Are they going to go through the process is the question. And the process is, no, they're not, apparently. So you're going to bypass the Constitution, Nigel Farage, the bad boys, if you will, the bad boys of Brexit. Do they know what they're doing? And the answer to me is absolutely they do not. I do not think that they know exactly what they're doing, unfortunately. Now, what that means is we just have a lot of craziness going on in this whole state split business, if you know what I mean. Now, do we want the craziness? Well, looks like we're going to have it. One thing or another we're going to have. By 2020, maybe. One thing or another. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this split, because it's important. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm not afraid to
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, you know, we're just getting all kinds of attention right now, especially from all you Jeffersonians out there, because there's another game in town, and that game is referendum for a new state that includes Jefferson. Just takes it away from you, Jeffersonians. Just takes it away from you if you fall asleep at the switch. They're proposing a referendum. A referendum in... That's basically going to be brought before the voters in 2018. I guess they're going to file the necessary paperwork or whatever. But let's get into the story. The story is from the Daily Mail this morning. It says, get ready for CalExit now. Nigel Farage and bad boys of Brexit set their sights on splitting California in two. Nigel Farage and leave backer Aaron Banks just returned from a trip for California. They raised $1 million for CalExit. The bad boys of Brexit, who led the campaign to break Britain apart, listen to this, have taken on a new challenge, splitting California into two states. Former KIPP leader Nigel Farage and Leave backer Aaron Banks have just returned from the United States, where they helped to raise $1 million for CalExit campaign, which would split California into two eastern and western regions. There are several CalExit campaigns competing for a referendum in the United States, with one aiming to remove the state from America entirely as a response to President Donald Trump being elected last year. Farajan Banks, who led the Leave EU campaign, appeared to be pitting the eastern, more rural side of California against the western coastal elite liberals in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Yeah. If broken apart, the eastern part of California would be more likely to be Republican, giving the party two more senators and electoral votes for a 2020 presidential election. The western side of the state would likely continue to vote Democratic in elections. Farage and Banks' goal is to hold a referendum during the U.S. midterm elections in 2018, according to the Sunday Times. Banks said of the campaign, it would be portrayed as the Hollywood elites versus the people, breaking up the bad government. 70% of people in California are unhappy with their government. It's the world's sixth largest economy, and it's very badly run. Banks said he and Farage wanted to show the people in California how to fight a fire and win the CalExit referendum. See, this is the problem that he's got, and this is what I was talking about in the lead-in to this. Nigel doesn't know our Constitution. He doesn't know how it works for a state split. They just don't get it because, you know, you just don't do state splits. Right? Well. Maybe we can get Nigel Farage to show up at the Liberty Tour on April 22nd here in Yuba City, California. Just a thought. We've already got some big headliners. Former candidate for governor Tim Donnelly. Scott Cahill, dam expert, talk about a referendum. Talk about a grievance against California. And the state government, the way it's run. You see, when you form a new state, I'll just kind of give you the primer. You have to have some grievances, those people that want to form the new state, list of grievances against the state. Well, do you think Oroville Dam is a grievance to list against Jerry Brown, the way this state has been run by the monoparty, the totalitarians, the socialist slash communists that we have right now in Sacramento? And they are communists. Read the book. It's just absolutely amazing to me that we have so many communists in California government, so many totalitarians. The Enemy Within, the book. It's quite a book. It's a big, thick book. It lists all the California state legislators, basically, they're Democrats as communists. And, you know, they're out and proud. They know they are. Kevin De Leon, Alex Padilla, Javier Becerra, who, by the way, just got smacked around badly on Thursday. And so did several other speakers that were speaking about how great it was for them to be illegal aliens in California and to be now their representative. And how they went to college and they did all these other things, and of course, nobody asked the question. I always ask the question of these people who have come across illegally, but of course, our government, the totalitarian government, the Mexican mafia that we have in California State Capitol, they've encouraged this behavior, illegal aliens going into our schools and in college. And in particular, I don't mind the K-12 business as much as I do the colleges and universities. They get preferential treatment there from the native kids in California, the citizens. See, you didn't know that was going on. See, that's the thing that really riles a lot of people, is that preferential treatment to the illegal alien, a non-citizen, is given. In some cases, they give it to them because they get more money. But in most cases, they don't. But what does that do to the citizen student? It pushes them out. You see, that's where I got the problem. That's where this whole illegal alien thing comes in, is it's pushing out our own citizens. What's up with that? That's not the way it's supposed to be, not for that preferential treatment. But, you know, for a Democrat, that's a voter. Now, that's just a bad way to see. You see what it does to a state like California now that all this mishmash has been going on. But if you want to create a state, you have to do it legally and you have to do it lawfully. And Nigel Farage does not know how to do that. He's calling this thing a CalExit thing. a referendum. Well, there is a CalExit referendum moving, and that's I don't know who the writer is, but you fool, it's somebody in Great Britain, you fool, it's CalExit is when they are going to secede from the Union, which you got La Raza, who wants to take it on as a revolution and shoot white people. That's what they say. This is craziness. But let's get the terminology down, Nigel, and this other guy from Lead. Let's get it down. If you're going to do it, come down, get it down. But you see, this is the problem when people want to start form a state or break away or whatever, and they have these notions. And by the way, the notions are real because we're being oppressed here in California. This is not freedom here. Ask a business person who's left California what type of oppression they were getting or still are getting. People run businesses now. Are you kidding me? They can barely run them. They're being hammered from an employee standpoint. They're being hammered from the government for taxes. They're being hammered all over the place. State and federal taxes. Just here in California, they just want to be. That's the government's here to tax you, not to set up a government that will enhance your business. Oh no, we're 50th in the nation. I mean, the grievances are many and vast. It's a cesspool of grievances here in California, and look what it's done to our people. See, so they don't even know the terminology of the language. So am I concerned? Yeah, I am. They went out and brought it together $1 million for this. $1 million. What's the standing now with the state of Jefferson, though, is the big question. Where are we at with that? The article goes on and says the pair were recruited for the campaign by polling expert Gary Gunster and Republican Scott Baugh, a former member of the state assembly. Banks and Farage and their spokesman, Andy Wigmore, were in California 2 weeks ago to receive an award for their Brexit campaign from the American Association of Political Consultants. While in the state, Farage attended several events in Orange County where Baugh is based, and about $1 million was raised for the CalExit campaign. So the investigation on our part, is it CalExit or is it another referendum? Now, they have a map, and the map is kind of interesting because what the map shows, well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the map. It's the map, the map. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and please feel free to email me. We're being slammed with emails right now. I'm like, yeah, what's the little things go on here? And that is paul@a21r.com, and you can also get to our website by just putting in agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, either way. Okay, so we're talking about this new state that they're trying to form, and Nigel Farage is all in. Nigel Farage is all in. Kind of interesting. They have a map of what they're looking at. Now, apparently they've got a referendum. They do? They do? Or are we just out in front of this whole news about this? Now, you see, what it sounds like to me is that the Trump people probably have a big hand in this. Gee, do you think? The Trump people have a big hand in it. I bet they do. Just bet they do. Because this is what they're thinking. And the thinking is what we were talking about. Did we get to that part in the story? I'm sorry, maybe I'm getting a little too ahead of myself here. Says that this is what was going on. While in the state, Nigel Farage attended several events in Orange County where Baugh is based, and about $1 million was raised for the CalExit program. Says there also, Wigmore said that those who raised money, agricultural tycoons and tech entrepreneurs, have left felt out since former President Ronald Reagan. This is interesting. Have been left out since former Ronald Reagan. Well, that's a fact. This has been done before with West Virginia and Virginia and North and South Dakota, so it can work, he said. Banks added, we were saying that people said the same thing about Brexit, and we just went and did it. The money was pledged to take it and to the next level. This could be the greatest political showdown ever. Gunster has helped win 30 state referendums in America and predicted the EU vote within a tenth of a percent. In California, 385,000 people have to sign a petition for a proposition to appear on a ballot. With a population of nearly 4 million, California is one of the most diverse states in America, while outnumbered by Hispanics and members of other ethnic groups. In 2015, let me read that again. With a population of nearly 40 million, this guy writes funny. I mean, maybe I read funny. I'm just going to go, wait a minute. It says, with a population of nearly 40 million, California is one of the most diverse states in America, with whites outnumbered by Hispanics and members of other ethnic groups. Well, the largest ethnic group is still whites. Just see it in the fact strike. In 2015, it also had the sixth largest economy in the world, according to the International Monetary Fund, ahead of France and India. In November's election, the states broke nearly 2-1 in favor of Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. See, that's wrong. I believe that is absolutely wrong. Another CalExit campaign emerging called Yes California would see the state seceding from California, America entirely. See, this is where they've got this wrong. They've got this wrong. Should that initiative make it on the ballot, a yes vote would repeal clauses in the California Constitution stating California is an inseparable part of the United States and that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, a statement from California Secretary of State's Alex Padilla office said. Isn't that interesting? Voters would then need to decide in another referendum in 2019 whether California should become a separate country. Yes, California campaigners are pushing for independence on grounds the state is out of step with the rest of the U.S. and could flourish on its own, which is totally bogus. In our view, the United States of America represents so many things that conflict with Californian values, and our continued statehood means California will continue subsidizing the other states to our own detriment and the detriment of our children, according to the website. That is a bunch of garbage. Farage, the former UKIP leader, now this is not disparaging Farage and his movement. This is the CalExit people. See, this is where they have it confused. I'm trying to not confuse you. We don't want to become part of the miasma. Look it up, miasma. It's a big word today, miasma. In our view, the United States represents so many things that conflict with Californian values. Now, this is being spoken by the real CalExit people. Nigel Farage has a branding problem. They are not branding themselves properly. That's part of the problem. It says, Farage, the former UKIP leader, was the first British politician to meet Trump after his election win. There's a picture of him in the golden elevator. Trump kind of has a haircut. It looks different with a shorter haircut. Anyway, he and other bad boys of Brexit held a boozy Washington, D.C. party ahead of now President Donald Trump's inauguration in January. Farage toasted the billionaire tycoon in front of a rowdy crowd during a speech ahead of the presidential win. In his speech to the packed room, he said, Brexit was great, but Trump becoming president is Brexit's plus, plus, plus. He was right when he said it was a movement, but a movement can't exist or flourish without a leader, and Trump is the only man I've ever met in my life who has made it or made me feel like I'm an introvert. And Nigel Farage is not an introvert at all. Man, what you should go back. You want some real humor in your life. Google Nigel Farage YouTube EU speeches to the parliament. They're just hysterical. He just sits there and, as a conservative, blasts these liberals. I mean, and they just stand there and take it like, oh, they can't fight back. The logic is so pure. It says he has a larger-than-life personality. When he was given the rule book for how you run for president, he tore up the book and threw it out the window. And I guess when I look back at the years to come, in the years to come, perhaps the greatest joy of the 2016 was a realization as state after state in the Midwest went red just to see the faces of those Democrats. Anyway, so this is what's going on. See, never never a dull moment. It's always exciting here on Agenda 21 Radio. I mean, viva la revolution! Well, maybe. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. My email is paul@a21r.com. CalExit, Jefferson, or whatever it's named. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed.
That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, my email. Now, I'm going to, at the break, it's going to be blown up. Paul at a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com is my email. Okay, the big story this hour, broke it here on Agenda 21 Radio, is there's a new game in town for statehood. Where is the Jefferson movement is the big question. Where is it? Do we know? Do we have a clue? It's called a clue. Do we have one? Because now there's a new actor in town. This one's serious because what they plan to do is break off the eastern portion versus the western portion. So the whole western portion down to the tip of Orange County would be called West California. And then you'd have California or East California, which would be all the Sierras all the way down, probably split by I-5 eastward to the Nevada border, down south to Mexico. Mexico. Doesn't look like the Aslan movement's going to go anywhere, unless you want to Cal-exit it, I mean, secede and all that stuff, to get into the revolution where they want to shoot white people. And that's them saying that, not me. I detest that kind of talk. But that's the reality check. We live in different times, don't we? Some people might say they're very exciting times. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Paul at a21r.com is my email. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, America. American Exceptionalism News Network.